And sitting with us so graciously.
And without a lawyer.
That's right. Is Chris Bowers, president of the arrowlist.org.
Okay. Now, good morning.
I see on your shirt tag there, your sticker, it says matching, I might add.
Thank you. Yes.
This is the Craigslist for Aero Aviation.
Actually, yes. It's not, there's no affiliation with Craigslist, but the idea of the website, arrowlist.org, is it kind of follows that same idea. Craigslist, totally free place to list anything aircraft. Craigslist is geared toward everybody. Arrowlist is strictly aviation.
Well, it kind of sounds like a smack yourself on the forehead. Why didn't someone think of that before idea?
I get that a lot. right now it's about a year that it's been actually up and online, and it's finally at a point where we've reached sort of a critical mass. We've got about 800 aircraft on there. Hopefully another 1,000 or so before the end of the year.
And, wow.
That's a lot of airplanes.
I think we better go look.
I think we better buy an airplane.
Yeah,
that would be very nice.
I'm sure there'd be someone out there very happy to hear that.
What do they have for $25?
Yeah, exactly. Can we sort by price?
Well, actually, you can. You know, all the other sites out there, you can't usually sort by aircraft model, make, type. Just depends on the site. But the other thing you'll notice on Aerolist, no advertising at all, no pop-up, Google ads or anything like that. It's absolutely advertising free. Except for the actual classifieds that people post themselves.
I'm going to miss those pop-ups. I mean, that's the whole, that is the measure of an internet website, is how many pop-ups you get.
Right.
Because they're just so...
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know the kind of sites you're referring to.
I have to warn you guys, there's no jobs on the site for radio personalities.
Oh,
so.
I know.
We're not looking for one either.
Well, actually... There's one on here that says maintenance and ground support services. Well, we could be wheel chocks.
I'm very good at that.
That's what I do in my off season.
I don't know. You might be a little too big for most planes, but maybe that
A380.
A380 we would have worked
there
at.
You go.
Yeah, definitely.
You have jobs and everything. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yep. And actually, if anybody listening goes to the site, arrowlist.org, just check it out. There's everything is aviation only. There's jobs, everything, aviation items, used parts. Airplanes that are half finished, all the way up to there's a $51 million Airbus for sale on there. So,
do you get coupons for that?
Custom made, believe it or not, 18 passenger maximum.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is a custom made.
That's pretty serious.
I think it's a prince or somebody from far away that purchased the plane and didn't use it.
I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to directions. I went and clicked on Pennsylvania, which is where we're from, and you've broken out all these different categories, too.
Well, right. What it does is on the right side, it centralizes your location. So when you click on the state or city, it just centralizes your search criteria so that it searches things in kind of your neighborhood or that zip code or state. So,
ooh, let's look up amphibious aircraft.
Yeah, there's a bunch of amphibs on there. At the top, you have a simple filtering field, and anybody, again, arrowlist.org, go on there and filter for any type of aircraft by price, year.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You're looking for amphibious aircraft?
Yeah.
You think the Airbus will be listed under that?
Sure. I understand they're going to put floats on it.
Had to do that.
The floats will be the size of Alaska.
Yeah.
Right.
But it'll float.
But again, it's totally free, so nobody is going to be charged to use the site. You can list for free and search for free and put anything you want on there. It's very simple.
Like parts? Because I actually have some old Benson gyrocopter parts that people might be interested
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're in good shape, too.
Never been used.
We've never flown them, and we've rarely abused them.
That's right.
Well, I'd also recommend any CFIs out there, go ahead and list your info on the site. People can find you. So, they're... Searching aviation-related websites, it's hard to find one site you can go to that kind of has everything. You have to go to one site for CFIs, one for airplanes for sale, one's for flight sharing, et cetera. This is everything in one. So,
literally the one-stop shopping.
My God,
shop.
It's
exactly.
Walmart of aviation.
Yeah. Oh, that's well, I don't know that's if I later.
Now, originally we had it listed, or our advertising is Craigslist, like Craigslist for aviation, but Craigslist has had a few issues in the recent past.
Yeah, so image problems.
We've actually changed the motto of the company to aviation's leading marketplace. So
there you go.
But we still use the comparative with Craigslist because if you look at the site, it looks very similar, functions almost identical to Craigslist, but much better. So
I hope this works better than Craigslist because whenever I get on there, I can't find diddly.
Well, that's because you're looking under the wrong category.
I must not be doing something right, that's for sure.
But, I love your advertising devices.
Motion
ubiquitous air sick bag.
Yes.
We have errorlist.org so that just before you yak, you can, oh, I want to go there.
Right.
As soon as I'm done here, I'll check it out.
Well, you know, we felt like it's the perfect way to market because everybody in aviation needs one of these in their bag. I know firsthand from taking passengers up that say they never get sick and then they're throwing up as you're coming into land. And of course, you don't have an air sickness bag and it's a mess. So
Literally. Uh-huh. I can only remember one time on a commercial flight where I actually heard somebody lose it on the landing approach, and I just felt so bad for the poor guy. He was in agony.
You know, in general, though, it's more common for people to get airsick, and I've heard the way you fly, you're probably going to need a whole stack of these.
Hey, the way I fly, I made the birds airsick.
It's all right. He may have done that. The only thing I ever did was I took off in a 172 and landed. Instead of landing a single-engine airplane, I had a twin because I had a backseat passenger that was screaming louder than the engine was.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you took off in a 172 and landed in a 150.
Yeah, shortened.
No, wasn't quite that lucky.
Excuse me. Well, you're talented and the day is young.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's another goal for me to go and reach. So what was the inspiration for getting this started?
Well, I've been interested in aviation a long time. And, you know, looking at aircraft for sale, you go out there and all the other sites are just almost polluted with advertising and pop-up ads again. And the cost to list is usually pretty pricey. You know, the cost to host these ads is not as expensive as they kind of want to make you think it is. It's really the cost of marketing where the money is. Not that we don't market AeroList, but the way we do it is more cost effective. And for probably the rest of the year, there will be no charge. Eventually, there will be a few small charges for job postings, for example, or aviation housing. And we might eventually charge for premium aircraft listings, but everything will still be free on the site. So that's kind of the game plan at the moment.
Well, that sounds good to me. Everybody likes free.
Oh, yeah. Free is good.
And we're going to hit you up for some more of these free
Motion sick bags, yeah.
Well, I was trying to think of an alternative name that would sound so much more marketable.
Puke bag is pretty common.
Well, that's pretty concise.
Well, and actually, a lot of people walking around, if they want to stop by the Waco Classic tent, we've got a whole stack of these motion sickness bags to be happy to give them.
Personal discomfort arresting devices. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, here it is. They have a dual usage, is that you can put your lunch in these things and then lose it. Your lunch back in and then again.
I knew absolutely. You were going there with that one. Oh,
sorry.
My goodness.
Sorry, I had to do that. And, you know, these are very nicely made. They've got the AeroList.org thing on it, and they come complete with directions, and more importantly, people, they're made of plastic.
Yes, absolutely. They have waterproof.
They're puke proof.
I mean, yeah, barf proof.
I don't understand where you're supposed to put the stamps, though.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fill it up and mail it to your boss.
Mail it to your best friend, yes.
Well, hopefully anybody listening, if you're on your computer, go on AeroList.org. I think you'll be really impressed. It's a great site. We've had huge, just everybody who sees it loves it. It's a great site. Easy to use, totally free, and you just can't go wrong. It's a place to sell and buy whatever you want.
I think he's in marketing.
I think he is.
Believe it
too.
Or not.
Yes.
I think we just did a commercial.
He forgot the other universal catchphrase, and one size fits all.
One size fits all. Hey,
and if you order now, we'll send you two.
Yeah, that's right. What? No Ginsu knives?
Eat your heart out.
Try the liver.
Try the liver. All right, Chris, thank you very much, sir.
Yep. Well, thanks for your time, guys. And again, AeroList.org. Everyone, go check it out.
Yeah, check it out there. It looks like it could be very interesting.
I'll be off the radio for a while because I'm going to go look for an airplane.
There you go.